Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sawinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Representative Ralph Watts. Ralph, thank you, as always, for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking with you.
So the legislative session is now over.
That's correct.
So what can you tell me about the last couple weeks here?
Of course, the session ended last Saturday around 5:30 after an all-day session talking about the tax reform bill. That was the final thing out of the gate. The issue with that is it cuts down the brackets from 9 brackets down to 4. But the bill actually has some triggers in it. So a lot of the tax cuts, a lot of the tax changes won't take place unless we have about a 4.9% growth trigger. Now, 4.9% is a pretty good hurdle to get to because we haven't had 4.9% in the last several years. So I think some of the excitement and concern about the tax cuts won't happen unless we have that growth. And if we have the growth, then the tax cuts go into effect and automatically provide tax benefits to various taxpayers at various levels. So that one took much of the last day of session, and it was hotly debated by several folks and several groups that are more concerned about funding government and government programs than the taxpayers. But I think the taxpayers won out on this deal, but we'll have to see good growth before it takes effect. The last week of session, I think the two big things, of course, that we were involved in was the so-called heartbeat bill that would not allow abortion to take place after a heartbeat is detected. That one was hotly debated, and Planned Parenthood came out fighting hard against that one. But it eventually passed by one vote, and that became the law. I expect it'll be challenged in the courts. We'll see how that goes long term. But at least we got it through the House, and it's one of the more stringent abortion bills in the country. I was glad to see that. I think that's one of the issues that marks, I guess, the attitude and feeling of people that feel that we've gone way too far in the area of allowing abortion on demand. So that will be worked out in the courts, and we'll see where it goes. One of the other bills that we passed in the last couple of weeks was the utility bill. That made some changes in the way the utilities handle some of the expenses that they have, and I think it's a bill that will benefit the consumer. I was disappointed that we weren't able to get full consumer choice on the energy efficiency part of that bill. The governor didn't feel that she could go all the way for allowing people to opt out on the energy efficiency. My feeling is, and I feel very strongly about it, is that if the energy efficiency portion of that bill was beneficial to consumers, they would choose to stay in it, but at least they would have the opportunity to opt out. So that will remain hidden on the bill until January of 2019, and it'll be specified as a particular portion of the bill, but it will be limited to 2%. So at least it's less. We brought it down from 5% to 2% of your bill, but I think the choice, allowing the consumers the choice to opt out of that, I think was a mistake that we made, and I wish we would have been able to accomplish that. But maybe later people can voice their opinions about that when it shows up on the bill. And we'll see how that works out. But that bill was passed, and it's on its way. The governor's already signed it.
All right. Lots of stuff, kind of a whirlwind week or so there to end the session. So how do you feel like the entire session went as a whole for you?
Well, I think that, of course, the struggles we had through the sessions, actually the last 2 years. Last year, we struggled with the collective bargaining issues with regard to public employees. And that was very controversial and took up a lot of time. We still have collective bargaining for public employees. There are some limits on it. And for school administrations, it gave the school administrations a little bit more flexibility in some of the things they can do. So I think, as a general rule, we're able to accomplish several things in the last 2 years that have been needy to do for a long time. All of that was overshadowed by the downturn in the economy, the farm economy, of course, and we had to struggle with the lessening revenue coming into the state, and we accomplished that by reducing the spending and tightening our belt and doing what we should have done rather than raise taxes at a tough time. So all in all, I think there was two very productive sessions over the last 2 years and accomplished some things that the taxpayers should be grateful for.
All right. Now, one last thing. How does the budget look for the coming fiscal year?
For the coming year, it looks like things are picking up a little bit. I don't know what the latest numbers are, but I think the indications are that our economy is starting to rebound some. Whether it will get to the 4.9% level that is the trigger level in the new tax reform bill is doubtful, but it looks like it's doing a little bit better.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you now.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with State Representative Ralph Watts. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.